Currently, I'm at Denham at the home of the wonderful Sir John Mills, looking back on the early part of his career and remembering the Isle of Wight and fond memories of that, haven't you, really? Fond memories of the Isle of Wight.
Very fond.
Mm.
Very fond.
1932, your very first film. Midshipmate, I think, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that, yes, that was another bit of luck. I seem to be lucky, don't I? I was playing in Noel's review, Words and Music, at the Adelphi Theatre, and they wanted a young actor who could sing and dance to play opposite a very, very big star that I'm, Jesse Matthews. And so I didn't have to audition for films. I just got right in and went down and filmed at Gaumont British, I think, for about 3 weeks. Now, at that time, West End actors rather looked down on movies, and they would say, you know, I'm just doing this for the money. And but I didn't feel like that. I liked the studios. I liked the feel of it. I thought it was difficult and a challenge, and so I thought I'd have a crack at it, and I did. And I had I read a book called Brown and Resolution, which I thought was me, and I got into that. It was called Forever England, and I had a big hit in it.
Goodbye, Mr. Chips. That was a good film too, wasn't it? Very good for your career.
That was nice. It was with a big star called Robert Donat. That was quite an early one too, yes.
So, John, you've always sort of, a lot of people have said you play an upper-class Englishman and you play an officer so well. Were you ever worried of getting typecast in those?
No, because luckily I never was typecast.
No, I don't think you were.
I was able to mix it all up, and I played wild parts. I mean, Cockney parts, Lancashire parts, old men, young men, and weird parts. So I was determined not to get typed. And I think I managed to avoid it.
I'm sure you did.
I played a lot of those chaps because when I came out of the army, they were making a lot of very, very good war films. And I was only too happy to do them because I thought, well, I'm not in it now. At least I can put the boys up there in the way they would like to be seen, because I knew them. I knew how they behaved and everything, and I was very lucky to get in some very good movies.
When you were discharged from the war in 1942, I think then you decided on a movie career, and then a string of hit movies, really, The Way to the Stars, In Which We Serve, Great Expectations,
yes.
Hobson's Choice, Scott of the Antarctic.
Well, it's then another bit of luck was, at the time, I worked with David Lean, in Which We Serve. He co-directed with Noel, and then he became one of the great directors of the world. And I made five with David, so it was enormously lucky. So they were, the pictures I was making at that time were very good.
Hobson's Choice.
You like that one?
Yeah, people love that, don't they? Do you still like it?
I adored it, and I love William Ossop, and he became one of my very favourite characters. I've still got Willie's cap, which is tiny and very funny. And, of course, I worked with Charlie Lawton for the first time, and that was marvellous. And it was a very, very happy film.
Scott of the Antarctic.
That was a lovely one to me. I had a great vacation on that. And
where was that one actually filmed,
well,
Sir John?
We filmed in Norway in Finse on the glacier, and also in the Jungfrau in Switzerland. It was a very, very tough location. I remember one day, the day we shot the ponies in Norway, there was a blizzard, and we had two Arctic explorers working with us. And he came out to me and said, you know, Johnny, you're working in conditions that no self-respecting explorer will be seen outside in. And we had the cameraman got frostbite. And I think that's why Scott succeeded, because it was real. It was tough to make.
Great Expectations, too. That was another John Mills gem, wasn't it?
Well, that was David Lean again, you see, and it was a really super film. And David rang me. By this time, he was a very hot ticket after In Which We Serve. And he said, I've got another film I'd like you to do. And I said, what is it? He said, well, it's a good story, but it's a very difficult part. It's a sort of coat hanger. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, it's a sort of coat hanger to hang wonderful characters on. Well, I'd love you to have a crack at it. And I said, what is it? He said, Pip in Great Expectations. And, of course, I loved the book. And we started it. And it was one of those movies that halfway through we felt we had a success. It was an extraordinary feeling. It was Alec Guinness's first film, And he was very nervous, and he was wonderful. And Finlay Curry, Maltita Hunt, and it was just one of those things that happened. And it is now considered one of David's classic films.
What was it like making movies in those days, just after the war? It must have been a lot different to sort of later on when it was Ryan's Daughter and those other big movies.
Well, it was exciting, and we had to be careful. We had very small budgets, and the expectations cost very little, and it was a nice time to work.
You obviously were very happy that your two daughters went into the business, really, weren't you?
No, I was very unhappy.
Oh, were you?
But I wasn't that happy. But I mean, you know, we tried to persuade them not to join.
Oh, did you?
Well, I mean, it's a dreadful profession. I mean, it's precarious. You never know when you're going to work, when you're not going to work. And it's overcrowded. And I always tell everybody not to join, but they don't listen. And they both joined, and luckily, God gave them some talent, and they both succeeded in quite a big way. So, you know, we're delighted.
In The October Man, you played a murder suspect, and I think I'm right in saying Juliet was in that one, a very small part.
Yeah, she was six, I think, six or seven. She was in another one I made, but very young, a Lawrence story. History of Mr. Polly, I produced that for Rank, so I popped her into that one too.
Always remember the History of Mr. Polly, because when I was at school studying my A-levels, whatever, that was one of the books that we had to read.
Yeah, lovely story, wasn't it?
Lovely story.
Yes. I got into trouble for that.
Did you?
Because at that time I was playing a lot of the blue-eyed heroes, and as you know, Polly started to be a very henpecked little man. And bossed around by his wife and looking very unattractive, and they didn't go for that at all.